Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Reminded you, Powerball tonight, $230 million, $105.2 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. They'll make that drawing at 10 o'clock this evening. And as always, play wisely. Good luck to you. Improving conditions with dry and warmer weather throughout the week. Yellow flags flying on Pensacola Beach. Austin dissects the forecast for us in just a couple of minutes here. Stocks in the mix today as investors await the profit report from chip maker NVIDIA. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with the major averages finishing mixed. This upcoming week will feature earnings results from NVIDIA, one of Wall Street's most influential stocks, as well as updates on consumer confidence and inflation. Tech was the worst performing sector, while healthcare advanced and Apple stock rose nearly 1%. The tech giant is planning to invest more than $500 billion and hire around 20,000 people over the next 4 years. Those plans include building a factory in Houston to support its artificial intelligence system. The Dow winners, Amgen and Travelers and Boeing, the Dow decliners, Microsoft, United Health Group, and Amazon. The Dow up 33 points, the Nasdaq lower by 237, S&P 500 down 30. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And one of our top stories here nationally, and it's something, Chris, that you and I kind of touched on a couple times throughout the first hour. President Trump praising the email sent by Elon Musk's Doge to federal workers asking what they did last week. He said the email was genius and suggested the government may be paying people who don't exist. Federal workers have until tonight to respond to the email.
Okay, get this one now. Florida's governor wants to expand his own version of Doge. Even Brown has more from Broward County.
Governor Ron DeSantis claims his 6 years in office so far in Florida have been spent reducing state government and lowering costs for residents.
In Florida, we were Doge when no one is even talking about it, before it was even cool to do.
But now he wants more, and in the style of the Elon Musk-led effort in Washington, he's organizing a special task force
to continue to streamline our government and to continue to eliminate unnecessary bureaucracy and to continue to ensure tax dollars are used in the most efficient way possible.
And he's asking Florida legislators to empower this state Doge task force to audit county and city budgets. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, got some minor backups on I-10 eastbound, traveling towards Highway 29. Also some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Last major spot's probably going to be Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 66 degrees, low of 50 tonight. It's going to be foggy this evening, so be careful. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 49.
515 News Radio 92.3 Gulf Coast Kids House. Orchestrating a free 12-week therapy group session. This is for adults who have experienced childhood sexual abuse. That group meets tomorrow, 5:30. Child care will be provided. If you'd like some more information or maybe reserve that seat, here's the email, counselor@gulfcoastkidshouse.org, or you can call them 850-713-5710. And Austin, music world mourning the loss of a real legend today. Lillian Wu has more.
R&B legend Roberta Flack has died. The singer and pianist, one of the top recording artists of the 70s. Her first big break came after Clint Eastwood used this as a soundtrack for a love scene in Play Misty for Me. The first time ever I saw your face, winning Record of the Year in 1973. That and her second chart topper, Killing Me Softly with his song, giving her back-to-back Grammys in consecutive years.
I heard he sang a good song.
A statement from her representative says she died peacefully, surrounded by her family. Flack was 88. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And unsurprisingly, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is supportive of the idea of his wife taking his spot when his term ends. He was asked in earlier in Tampa today about whether he backed President Donald Trump's endorsement of U.S. Representative Byron Donalds for the 2026 race. And he said he would prefer if the lawmaker focused on his work in D.C. He went on to support First Lady Casey DeSantis as a potential candidate for the spot.
Now. Don't get so picky.
What about what? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Don't park your vehicle in the wrong place for downtown Mardi Gras parades.
That's smart.
That's something important. Pensacola's the DeSantis thing is not for a couple of more years here. And things will change.
Yeah.
Just things are going to change here. So great statements, great positioning, great posture.
And as I said, I mean, who's surprised that he's supporting his wife?
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, come on.
Getting back to what I was talking about, don't park in the downtown Mardi Gras parade zones. You know, you're going to hate that one. Pensacola is closing more roads to increase security. Two parades downtown coming up this week. The crew of Lafitte. Illuminated Parade, Friday, 7:30, and then the Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade, Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. I'm still trying to strategize. If you'll notice, I got a map here that was sent over to me about the parades and where you park.
Right.
Be very cautious where you're parking because the zones have changed. And they are towing.
Yeah.
This year, Mike Wood over at PPD say they will tow. So make it a nice Mardi Gras parade.
Yeah, don't be stupid.
Don't do crazy things.
A group of men are accused of trafficking guns around Central Florida. Speaking of being stupid, the U.S. Department of Justice broke the news earlier today saying seven suspects have been arrested as part of a scheme in the Orlando area. Two of the men are accused of operating a trafficking ring involving hundreds of firearms since at least September of 2023. The weapons were allegedly sold to undocumented immigrants and convicted felons. A majority of the suspects are from Osceola County.
Okay. Here's what do you know if you received a cash tip in terms of filing for taxes? A lot of folks make their earnings doing waiter work, you know, things like that, and getting tips. They rely on that very heavily for their income. Well, Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on how to deal with this in Fox's Business Tax Tip.
If you work for cash tips, you must report them to the IRS. I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Tips are treated as wages and are subject to both income and Social Security tax. CPA and tax attorney Alan J. Strauss.
The person receiving the tips is required to let the boss know the amount of the tips that he or she received and pay the Social Security tax on it.
Restaurant servers automatically have taxes withheld.
If the amount is less than what is required, you're still required to report all of the tips and pay the difference as to what might be owed on the rest of the tips.
The employer also has many reporting obligations. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Here's a thing to throw into that equation. Okay, so did you notice she said that the employee has to go report how much money she made in tips, or she made in tips that evening, right?
Right.
Well, could the company use that as showing who's making more money to give them selective positions in tables?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
I'm diving down a hole here.
That would not surprise me.
You know what I'm saying? So he sees, well, Fred's making $500, but this other person's making $1,000.
Dang.
It must be better. I must be sitting in better tables, so could they use that as leverage?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, and I'm one of them now. 520 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, dozens of sailors back home in Northeast Florida following an 8-month overseas deployment. So there's some good news for you. Details on that and more coming up in just a few minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on his children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost, Pastor John.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Have you recently been involved in a car wreck? Well, if so, we can help.
That's right. At Frank Buys Junk Cars, we buy junk cars in any condition. Wreck, crash, smash, bash, on fire, put out. Frank Buys Junk Cars. Call today, get paid today.
Frank got me $400 for my junk car.
Buys Junk Cars. Frank Buys Junk Cars.
850-525-2035. Frank Buys Junk Cars.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Dexy's Midnight Runner, one hit wonder, I guess. Biggest song they had, I think probably the only hit song they had on the charts back in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't know if I can name another song by them.
Okay. 526, News Radio 92.3, Maine lawmakers are now facing a legal battle with the Trump administration. I don't think that their representative should have really opened her mouth when she was with the president the other day. Fox's C.B. Cotton is in NYC with more.
The U.S. Department of Education has launched civil rights investigations into the Maine Department of Education and a Maine school district after a transgender student won a girls' state pole vault championship. The state continuing to allow students to compete based on their gender identity, despite the president's executive order to keep men out of women's sports. Track and field coach Alan Cornwell tells Fox he refused to be a pole vault judge this year in protest of the trans athlete on the girls' team. He says the student was an average athlete on the boys' team, but won the competition on the girls' team. Students will see extra security at the school, as officials say the national attention has people understandably concerned about safety. CB Cotton, Fox News.
Just past 5:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Got some backups worsening on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area. Also, still have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and a little bit on 9 Mile near the intersection with Highway 29. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Going to be foggy bleeding into your Tuesday morning, where it will be a high of 72, low of 49.
Last hour, you were Mr. Santa Claus around here giving away tickets. Who won those things?
Joseph from Pensacola.
Okay. What did they win? What did Joseph win?
Won a pair of tickets to Shaun of the South 100th anniversary performance at the Singer Theater.
Wow. And when is that going to happen?
I believe that is this Thursday, February 27th.
Okay. Foiling week underway on Pensacola Bay. Sailors from around the globe are in Pensacola for the International Water Sports Event. This goes on through Sunday. During the weekend of March 1st, this coming weekend, Community Maritime Park will transform into a race village for the public and a place to watch the races up close. Now, downtown, think about this. Got the races, Foiling Week going on down there. Mm-hmm. What else do we have going on? Two Mardi Gras parades.
Yes.
Yipes.
Yeah, that's going to be hectic. It'll be fun, but hectic.
Please be kind to the PPD.
Yeah.
The police guys out there.
Juggling a lot here.
Oh, please, absolutely.
Speaking of people that have had a lot on their shoulders, I mentioned this before the break. Dozens of sailors back home in Northeast Florida following an 8-month overseas deployment. Crew members on the USS St. Louis returned to Naval Station Mayport in Jacksonville earlier today after their mission was unexpectedly extended. The sailors were directed to Guantanamo Bay earlier this month to prepare the base to house 30,000 migrants who entered the country illegally.
Okay, 528 News Radio 92.3. It is time for your TMZ Breaking News Minute.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. Justin Bieber playfully squared off against former NHL star Jeremy Roenick during a charity hockey game at Crypto.com Arena. The friendly tussle was all in good fun, with Bieber grinning as he skated off. The event, Skate for LA Strong, drew big names like Will Ferrell, Snoop Dogg, and Steve Carell. Jane Fonda used her SAG Lifetime Achievement Award speech to urge actors to stand together amid looming political challenges. She emphasized the power of empathy and warned that many people would be affected in the days ahead. And while she never mentioned Donald Trump by name, her message was clear. Island Boys' Frankie Venegas was arrested in Florida for alleged gun and drug offenses and is currently behind bars. Police booked the social media star on Sunday, charging him with drug possession and selling an altered firearm. I'm Wild, and that was the TMZ Minute.
And he is wild.
Indeed he is.
Big time.
And President Trump holding a 52% approval rating after his first month in office. That's according to a new Harvard Caps Harris survey, showing that his numbers are split between party lines, with about 9 in 10 Republicans approving of the job he's done so far. Meanwhile, disapproval in Democrats sits at nearly 8 in 10.
So you got a Tesla? Do you have a Tesla?
No.
Well, if you do have a Tesla... the company's recalling more than 376,000 of its Model 3 and Model Y electric vehicles here in the U.S.
Quite a lot.
It really is. The recall models could face a loss of power steering assistance when the vehicle reaches a stop, and then it automatically accelerates again. All the potentially affected vehicles feature EPAS and belong to the model year 2023. So if you have a Tesla... get it back to that dealership.
Fox News, I'm Jean Saucier. As French President Emmanuel Macron meets with President Trump at the White House, the two discussing, of course, the war in Ukraine. President Trump says progress is being made to help bring an end to this war.
I think we could end it within weeks if we're smart. If we're not smart, it'll keep going and we'll keep losing young, beautiful people that... we shouldn't be dying.
President Macron praising President Trump for trying to get Russia's Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table.
I think it's good to have discussion. I think it's useful to have negotiation. I think it's super important to go to the peace. But my strong point was to say, let's try to get something first, which can be assessed.
President Trump says he may meet in person with Ukrainian President Zelensky as early as this week. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Apple saying today they're planning to open a new factory for artificial intelligence servers in Texas as part of their $500 billion investment in the U.S. The company is eyeing the launch of a 250,000-square-foot server manufacturing facility in Houston, Texas, to produce servers for Apple Intelligence, its AI personal assistant for iPhone, and its product line. Shares are currently up slightly. Starbucks will reportedly lay off 1,100 of its corporate employees and also not fill several hundred other open positions, according to the chain's CEO, Brian Nickel. The cuts will not affect workers, though, at the company's cafes. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining 33, the S&P 500 was down by 29, and the NASDAQ lost 237 points. U.S. crude oil futures for April are rising 0.7% under $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, and Justin Fields are some veteran quarterbacks expected to be available when free agency begins. And I have Aaron Rodgers linking up with Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then I see Justin Fields reuniting with his college teammate Garrett Wilson on the Jets, while Russell Wilson goes and competes for the QB1 spot in Indianapolis against Anthony Richardson. And finally, I have Sam Darnold landing on a 3 or 4 year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes, we make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow, maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, 5:38, Monday afternoon. 8 days until the 2025 Sun Belt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships, returning to the Bay Center. All 14 Sun Belt schools will compete March 4th through 10th in a single elimination tournament. Tomorrow, 5:12, Pensacola Sports' Ray Palmer. He's president and CEO over there. Going to be in with us talking about the Sun Belt Conference event coming up. And it's always a goodie, so we'll have Ray on talking about that tomorrow afternoon around 5:12.
All righty. And this is something that has kind of seemed to maybe I just haven't been paying enough attention. It seems like it's kind of flown under the radar, but it's a pretty big deal. The next stage in the NFL offseason is here. The league's future stars gather in Indianapolis today for the scouting combine at Lucas Oil Stadium. Prospects will participate in several drills in an effort to increase their draft stock. Some of the biggest stories surrounding this situation, though, is Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders not taking part in any exercises. He's instead is going to focus on the interview process before throwing at his pro day. And executives and front office members also expected to gauge the Browns' interest in trading Myles Garrett, the six-time Pro Bowler requested a trade earlier this month. The combine wraps up next Monday, and of course, the next big thing after that, the NFL draft round one will be April 24th.
Okay. Is ESPN Pensacola covering that? Do you know?
I am not sure. I'm not sure what our coverage is. Yeah, our specifics, no. I'll see if I can find that out, though.
Sounds good. I'm sure the listeners would like to know that as well. And we're talking about ESPN Pensacola. Mm-hmm. That is 99.1 FM and 1330 AM. Ice Flyers were swept over this past weekend in a three-game series against Evansville. This weekend, another brutal road trip as Pensacola faces Roanoke. It's a two-game series, Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers return home back to our ice on March 14th and 15th, matching up against Quad City. Puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center for both of those games.
And since you just mentioned ESPN Pensacola a moment ago, do want to let you know something that's going on tonight on our sister station.
At
6 o'clock, North Carolina travels to Florida State. Now, listen, if you know anything about UNC men's hoops, you may be getting a little bit intimidated. But don't fret. This game's in Tallahassee. Florida State 16-11 on the year. North Carolina only 17-11. They're having a down season. So UNC only favored by 3.5 on the road. This is anybody's game.
Okay, last year's NASCAR and Better Health 400. Gave us one of the closest finishes in the Cup Series history. Well, Greg Thompson tells us the 2025 edition wasn't so bad either.
The second race of the NASCAR Cup Series season headed to overtime at Atlanta Motor Speedway. But instead of a fight to the finish, it was decided when another caution flag came out just a little after the restart. Video showed Christopher Bell barely ahead of both Kyle Larson and Carson Hocevar, giving him his 10th career victory, despite the fact that He hadn't led a single lap before that.
That right there is what you dream of. You never know how those things are going to play out, but I'll be the first to tell you, I love super speedways.
Bell, courtesy of Fox Sports. One person who probably does not love super speedways is Larson, who is now winless in 49 career starts at the tracks after this latest near miss. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Oh, my goodness.
Ouch.
And mentioned this last hour. I won't get as opinionated on it this time. 76er star Joel Embiid didn't play in the fourth quarter of Philly's close loss on Saturday to Brooklyn. He shot 4 of 13 over 31 minutes in the game. Embiid has been sidelined several times this season and has only appeared in 19 games so far this year. So it's just looking like another bummer year for Embiid and obviously not too great of a year for Philly.
Okay, old Blue Eyes is getting the big one, let me tell you. Yankees making a change to another long-standing tradition. Jared Max has a pretty good explanation.
Start spreading this news. The only time New York Yankees fans will hear Frank Sinatra's theme from New York, New York at home games will be after the Yankees win, a tradition since 1980. Just a couple of days after the most storied franchise in North American pro sports with the most widely recognized team logo around the world announced it would scrap a strict facial hair policy that dated to 1976 to allow uniformed personnel to grow well-groomed beards, the 27-time World Series champs announced another change. At all Yankees home games, when the Yankees lose, Sinatra's New York, New York will not be played anymore through the stadium. Other songs by the chairman of the board will, like That's Life, which made its debut Sunday after a Yankees exhibition loss at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right, and also wanted to touch on this very quickly here. A Bucknell University student with some wholesome news here. Get $10,000 richer. Thanks to, of all people, retired MLB superstar Alex Rodriguez. Speaking of the Yankees, Rodriguez was at the Bucknell basketball game against Army on Sunday, stepped up at halftime to take on a successful half-court shot, and he embraced the lucky recipient of the $10,000, Owen Garwood, who says he's going to use the money for tuition, charity, and helping his parents.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. It was pretty exciting because you know, they built up the suspense, and he was kind of flipping the ball around at center court. Mm-hmm. And he just casually walked up to the line and pow, and he's, hey, it was strictly net. There were no rim at all. Whoosh, and it was beautiful. I was really happy for that kid winning $10,000. Notre Dame's 19-game win streak in women's college basketball ends in a dramatic fashion. Here's more in Fox's Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
A big upset in women's college basketball Sunday on ESPN. 13th-ranked Notre Dame got a career-high 33 points from Zoe Brooks in a 104-95 victory in double overtime against top-ranked Notre Dame, which had its 19-game win streak snapped. Brooks' previous high-scoring game was 21 points, 33 Sunday. Men's college basketball, Indiana upset 13th-ranked Purdue, 73-58. Alex Ovechkin closing in on NHL history.
Goal number 882. He's now 12 from tying Gretzky, 13 away from becoming the game's all-time goal-scoring leader. And that is the 20th team against whom Alex Ovechkin has had a hat trick.
On Monumental Sports Network, Alex Ovechkin scored 3 goals for the Capitals Sunday in a 7-3 win over the Edmonton Oilers. 13 more goals needed to break Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL scoring record.
And the 30-year-old from Norman, Oklahoma, gets his 10th career win in his 182nd race. This race had 15 different leaders. How many laps did Christopher Bell lead? Just the last.
The only one that
matters. Hey, that's the only one that matters.
On Fox TV, the Ambetter Health 400 won by Christopher Bell for Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota in overtime Sunday. Soccer, United States women's national team scored a 2-1 victory over Australia in the She Believes Cup. NBA Sunday, the Knicks lost to the Celtics 118-105. New York has an 0-7 record this season against Boston, Cleveland, and Oklahoma City, the 3 teams in the NBA with the best records. Golden State Warriors waxed the Dallas Mavericks 126-102. Golden State also retired the jersey number 9 of Andre Iguodala. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Bax.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Do want to comment on that Ovechkin-Gretzky story. For those who are not hockey fans, if you don't know how big of a deal it is for Ovechkin to be knocking on the door of that record, Wayne Gretzky and probably the 4 main North American sports, football, hockey, basketball, and baseball, he is probably the least disputed GOAT, greatest of all time, when it comes to his sport. So to see Ovechkin be in that company in any regard is unbelievable. So that, I mean, that's colossal. Even if you're not a big hockey fan, you got to admit that that's crazy. Would you agree?
Yeah, I had the pleasure of, when I was in Los Angeles working with Fox out there, we covered a lot of the Gretzky games when he was still skating for Los Angeles, the Kings.
Right.
Amazing. You know, and I'm just a semi, I know enough about hockey to get me in trouble, but I enjoy the sport.
Yeah.
And I think
it's
fascinating. And I think I like it like that because I don't overthink things. Like, I know, you know, well, they should be doing the
blue I know line. What you're talking
so
about.
I can go back and just relax and enjoy the game. That's how I do it when I go to the Ice Flyers games.
That's how I am with
you
hockey.
You know, I love winning. I love winning. But I appreciate their athletic ability.
Yeah.
These guys are skating full force. Have you tried skating on ice skates and doing what they're doing?
It's a rough sport.
Forget it. It's not going to happen. Listen, it seems and appears that Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts getting into kind of a price thing here. Lowering prices in certain products, things like that.
Right.
Well, here's one for you. Dunkin' Donuts no longer charging coffee-drinking customers extra for requesting a non-dairy milk alternative. Yeah, I didn't know they charged for that in the first place. Maybe my store is a nice store. They didn't charge us. Okay, beginning March 5th, customers won't have to pay 50 cents or more to add soy, oat, almond, or coconut milk to their coffees. Dairy alternatives will be standard options over Dunkin' at no additional cost to the guest. There's a break for you.
Absolutely. And just a little bit past 5:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hopefully I can add to the relaxation. Let's see. Relaxation.
There you
go.
Go for it.
On I-10, if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, we've got some minor congestion there. Same with the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street. Last major spot's just going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. So outside of that, not much. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 49.
Okay, it is a real nice Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on News Radio 92.3. No public job performance review for County Administrator Wes Marino. Whether it was a good or bad idea, it's not going to happen. Other commissioners were not in favor of reviewing Marino's performance publicly. District 3 Commissioner Mike Kohler.
I will tell you this. I have very open and frank conversations with you. I tell them where this county, I think, it sucks and where we're doing great. And I don't think we have a whole lot of suck, but we do. Every organization does. Let's just be honest. There's areas that need improvement.
Okay. Commissioner May also says he believes Marino deserves the board's support after dedicating 38 years to the county.
I can guarantee you, you got some directors and employees in here going to go put their resume out today. You know, I guarantee you. And we just brought in an IT guy. I mean, to have these discussions can certainly change the mood, the attitude of an organization. Because if I was in the C-suite and I knew that, you know, there was a discussion of my administrator, I would be looking at opportunities.
Okay, just to set the record straight here, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger said she was in favor of replacing Marino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was one of the biggest discussion topics attached to that entire situation. 5:49 here around this time every hour. I'd like to remind you of your stock numbers. Mostly lower to start the week on Wall Street. At the closing bell, Dow gaining 33 points to 43,461. S&P 500 losing 29 points to 59,83. And the NASDAQ losing 237 to 19,287.
5:49 News Radio 92.3. The plunge in illegal border crossings has brought a lot of change at one New York City hotel. Yeah, occupancy's going down here. Teresa Crowley has more on the report.
Demi Moore won Best Actress for her role in horror movie The Substance. Kieran Culkin, who won Best Supporting Actor for A Real Pain, joking about the weight of the statuette.
I don't think there's any way anyone can hold this for 45 seconds, which is the allotted time, Adrian Brody, 45 seconds.
The SAG Awards streamed live on Netflix from LA's Shrine Auditorium. Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for Amelia Perez, while the TV drama categories were swept by Shogun. Best Comedy Series went to Only Murders in the Building. Actress Jane Fonda was the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Prize, the acting union's highest honor. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
New York City's most notorious migrant welcome shelter is about to go migrant-free, with Mayor Eric Adams announcing the 1,000-room Roosevelt Hotel above Grand Central Station will wind down operations expected by June. At the height of the migrant crisis, New York was processing 4,000 migrants a week, more than 230,000 in total, now down to just 350 a week. Mayor Adams calls it a milestone thanks to his strategy and border policies he advocated, but also the Trump administration clawed back $80 million in FEMA funds going to New York hotels just a couple weeks ago. Up to 45,000 migrants are still in city care. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Wow, that is just crazy. Staggering numbers there. 551 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we have another update on Pope Francis and his health condition. It is good news, but of course, it's not a great situation he's in. So we'll kind of weigh the pros and cons of it all when we return.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area. Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 1045. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, kind of rocking you through this Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Have you noticed, I don't know how much Fox television, news television you watch, but I've noticed they've had some turnover, new guests, and positive turnover. Pete Hegseth, of course, left the Fox and Friends on Saturday. Now, he's heading up the military, right. Trump. And now, and I was wondering where this guy had been, Dan Bongino. Former military guy, former police guy. Well, President Trump has tapped him to serve as deputy director of the FBI. Sue Guzman has more.
Former Secret Service agent and popular podcaster Dan Bongino has been chosen as the next FBI deputy director. President Trump saying on Truth Social that Bongino is a man with incredible love and passion for our country, who, along with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel, will bring fairness, justice, law, and order to America. Bongino served on the presidential detail for Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush. He also ran unsuccessfully for a U.S. Senate seat in Maryland in 2012 and congressional seats in 2014 and 16 in Maryland and Florida. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just got some busy backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. That's your worst looking spot right now. That and any other issues should hopefully clear up sooner rather than later. Right now it's 66 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 49.
You think that's happening because people are on like Palafox there and then trying to shoot over to Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29, coming back by Burgess, you know, the back road there. You know, it goes by the Greyhound bus station on that side and behind the McDonald's, and then you get to 29.
I'm not sure.
Maybe that's what the backup is. People are trying to shoot over to 29 this afternoon.
Mm.
Patience.
Makes you think.
Just bring patience today.
Yeah, okay. we always have issues there.
Big patience. Temperatures are on the rise across the country, looking pretty darn nice. Adam Klotz has a look at the forecast.
A major warm-up is sweeping across the country, bringing relief from a recent extreme cold. Temperatures from the plains to the East Coast will soar well above average, with highs reaching the 60s as far north as the Ohio Valley and parts of New England. Meanwhile, heavy rain and possible flooding threaten Florida, especially around Miami, where severe storms could produce isolated tornadoes. And in the Pacific Northwest, an atmospheric river continues to bring flooding rains and heavy mountain snow to Washington and Oregon, prompting flood warnings and dangerous road conditions. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Pope Francis showing a slight improvement in his condition and resuming some of his work activities. That's according to an update from the Vatican. He remains in critical condition with pneumonia in both of his lungs, and the update said that the Pope's lab tests have improved and he's had zero major episodes. The early signs of mild kidney failure that were reported on Sunday have shown no cause for concern.
You know, I love the aesthetics in downtown Pensacola, especially at nighttime when they blow those things up on the side of the building.
Yeah.
There's more coming. Something new coming to West Garden Street.
Really?
36-foot tall mural showcasing images of Pensacola will be placed on the east side of the Adams Home Building at 100 West Garden Street. The Pensacola Architectural Review Board approved the design that will cover a part of the building that faces Balin Street. So more artwork going up. Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love this stuff.
And Denny's, don't love this, they're slapping a temporary subcharge on menu items with eggs. This is Americans' deal. This is Americans' deal with a shortage of the staple at grocery stores.
What was their profit and loss sheet last year? It looked pretty good, pretty positive. Cut off the egg price.
Denny's said the amount of the surcharge will vary across its roughly 1,500 locations. The restaurant refused to share specifics because of the situation. They labeled it as fluid.
Yeah, I bet. Okay.
This is an epidemic.
I don't know sometimes. Captain America again soars over his competition as this past weekend's box office, I should say. Deborah Valentine has more in Fox on Film.
Captain America, Brave New World, may be losing some momentum at the box office, but still came out on top this weekend, making just over $28 million after a $100 million start during President's Day weekend.
Your inner circle's been compromised. Let me fix it.
Watch yourself. You're not Steve Rogers.
You're right.
I'm not.
Second place went to Neon's gory thriller, The Monkey, which generated just over $14 million in its opening weekend. Sony's Paddington in Peru, the third adventure about the marmalade-loving bear, dropped into third place, making $6.5 million in its second weekend. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
I'll tell you, it is going to be very exciting in Pensacola in days. We told you about the 2025 Sunbelt Conference Men and Women's Basketball Championships.
Yes.
Coming back to the Bay Center. Well, also coming back to News Radio 92.3, Ray Palmer from Pensacola Sports.
Ah.
Being president and CEO over there. He will fill us in tomorrow afternoon, 5:12, on the upcoming Sunbelt Conference action.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.